Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavama Sadi Gimla Mabez. We're holding on Sadi Gimla Mabez, 5 lines on the top, Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Rebbe, the Tanya, we know that Rebbe holds on the Makna Dabar Shulbal Olam from the following Braisa. The Braisa Darshan is the Pasuk, Lesaskir Evid Al Adainav. You shouldn't return an Evid to his master. Rebbe Aimer, what's the Pasuk talking about? It's talking about buying an Evid from his original master. Al Manas, to free him. Don't return him. You should buy him to free him. Now, Hechidam, what exactly is the case? What does he write in the contract? Amrav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Kasuv Lei, Lichashe Kachacha, Hari Atzvacha, Kainan Luchama. He says to the Evan that when I purchase you, I already want you from now to be considered freed. So he's freeing him now. He's being makna him now, even though it's not his. The Evan's not his yet. So you see, he can be makna davar shel bal olam. Rabbi Meir, Detanya, Rabbi Meir holds out the makna davar shel bal olam. Detanya, we see from the Braisa. He says to a woman, you're married to me after I convert or after you convert. After I get freed or after you get freed. After your husband died, or after my wife, your sister dies. Or after your yavam does chalitza with you. In all these cases, says the Tanakama, ain't a mikudashas, because the ma'aseh kedushin is happening at a time when it's not shayach, when there's no tefisas kedushin. However, me'arayim mikudashas, you see that she could be makna herself, even though it's lo ba'la'ilam yet. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov d'Tanya, yes, rakin amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, v'afilu amar peres arugu z'tlushin. You truma peres arugu mechubarim. Even if a person says that these detached fruits should be counted as truma on these fruits that are attached, even though he's not yet able to take up truma on the fruits that are attached, they're not yet chayiv in truma. Or he says that peres arugu mechubarim al peres z'tlushin l'chshivu shlesh yitalshu. Or he says that these attached fruits should be truma on the detached fruits. Once the attached ones grow a third, and I detach them, and they're chayiv in truma, so I want it already right now designating which stalks should count as the truma. The viushlish and the talshu, and they grow a third, and the itaka takes them out of the ground. The halacha is dvar of kayamin, says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it works. It's a good truma, so you see, you can make a chaleis on it, even though it's not yet bal oilam, it's not yet chayef. And Rabbi Akiva, the nan, kainim shani oise lepicha. If a woman says to her husband, I'm being asering all my maisi yadayim to you, in a tzark lahafir, the Tanakama says the husband does not need to be made for the nether because she's meshubitim, she has no rights to make such a nether. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Kiva says that he should be made for it because maybe she'll end up making extra money more than what she's meshubet him, and on that the neder will be chaos. You see, even though she doesn't yet have the ma'isi adayim, she can make a chaleis on it and she can make an aser tem. Says the Gemara Vayter now. By my name Rav Sheshas. The Talmid of Master Rav Sheshas Ashayla. Eid Echad B'Yavam Mamahu. What's the halacha? Do we believe in Eid Echad when it comes to being Matar and Isha to do Yiba? Time with Eid Echad Mishon Demosa Devila Gluye Le Meshaker Vachanami Le Meshaker. Do we say that really the main reason why we rely on an Eid Echad who says about a woman that her husband died B'Medina Sayyam is because he's not going to lie about something that's just going to be revealed, and her husband's just going to walk through the door tomorrow and he's going to be proven to be a liar? So here also, we could rely on an Eid Echad who says the lady is husband died and that she falls to Yibam because most of the Avidah Lagluli like Meshaker Oy Dilma, or maybe no time with Eid Echad Meshav Yidayku Mitzvah. The main reason we believe in Eid Echad is as stated previously because a woman will be very careful before she gets remarried. V'halcha Kevin Ezim Nidurachim Olay Lidayku Mitzvah. But here when it comes to being Mechayiv the woman Yibam, being Matar to the Yavam, so sometimes she's going to run away with that Heter because she knows the Yavam and she maybe she likes him, she feels comfortable with him, and she'll be so happy that now she has someone who's going to take care of her, so she won't be so careful when it comes to doing Yibam, and therefore we should not rely on an Eid Echad. So Amru Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said, I'll bring you a riot. Hanisui, we learned in our Mishnah. Amru la meis b'neif achar meis baleich. They tell a woman, your son died and then your husband, so you fall to Yibam. V'nisi avman, she does Yibam. V'achach amru la, and then they tell her, chilof advarim. No, it was the opposite. That really your husband died first and you do not fall to Yibam, and you are Ivran Eshesach. So teitzei b'avad rishav achar mamzer. She has to leave, and any children that she had with him is a mamzer. What's the case? It was originally two Edom said that she falls to Yibam. And then the different two Edom come and said that she doesn't fall to Yibam. So my chaz is a samcha hani, smaycha hani. Why are you being samich on the first, on the second two Edom, be samich on the first two? And furthermore, how can you say that it's a mamzer? The child that she asked from him is a mamzer. It's a trey, it's a suffik. So suffik mamzer who? The child should be considered a suffik mamzer. Maybe in a chanami it's a suffik mamzer and the Mishnah wasn't being precise. It's not true. We see that the Mishnah is very precise. But Mishnah is very precise. You see from the safe of the Mishnah, the Mishnah is being very precise. Here too also, if the Mishnah calls the child a mamzer, it must mean literally a mamzer, not a suffix mamzer. So, it must be the case is a chadutre, that originally only one aid told her that she falls to Yibam, and then two came and said that she doesn't fall to Yibam. That's why we believe the second two. The time and the only reason why we rely on the second two, and we tell her that she has to leave the Avam, is because we have these two. Halav hachi, without those two, if we would just have the Eid Echad saying that she falls to Yibam, mehemah, we would believe him. So you see, we believe in Eid Echad when it comes to Yibam. Vikadami, some say that no. Haloiti Bailach, that when it comes to Yibam, that was never a Shaila. We find that even the woman herself is believed to say that her husband died and that she falls to Yibam. A woman's believed to say that her husband died, that she could get remarried, or that her husband died, that she could do Yibam. Kiti Bailach, Lemishu Yivam Alma. The Shaila of the Talmidim was whether we could rely on an Eid Echad who says that her Yavam died, that she's mutter to remarry now Lashuk. So, my time of Eid Echad, what's the reason for the nemanis of an Eid Echad? If it's Mishon de Milsa David de Lugluye le Mishaker, Achanami le Mishaker. If it's because we could rely on the fact that he won't lie about something which will be revealed here too also, we could say that he's Neman. I don't know time of Eid Echad, Mishon de Yidaiko Mitzvah. Maybe the reason why normally we believe in Eid Echad who says that a woman's husband died, Bibdina Sayam, is because we could rely on the fact that she'll be careful before she gets remarried. But here, that the Eid is saying that she's mutter to marry Lashuk, that she's free from the Yavam, she's not going to be careful. The Misnu, the Sanyale, because she hates her Yavam so much, she's going to run away with that Heter, that she's now free from him, and she's going to go get remarried without being Daiku Mitzvah. So maybe we shouldn't believe in Eid Echad. On that, Amrulu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, Hanisua, we have a right from our Mishnah. Amrulu Meis Valech Machuk Meis Beneich. They tell her that you're free from the Yavam. Your husband died before your son. Venises, and she marries Baruch, she marries Lashuk. And then they come and say to her that no, it was the opposite, and really you're of Yavam Lashuk. So Tei says she has to leave Baruch. V'avav Rishon v'achin Mamzer, like Rabbi Akiva, that there's the Mamzer from Chayvei Lavin. So this child, any child that she had from him, is a Mamzer. Now Yichidami, what's the case? Why are you relying on the second Edom and answering her? Why are you saying it's a Mamzer? Safik Mamzer. It's a trade. It's a Safik. V'chitim loy dog. Can't tell me it's loy dog. I'm a diktani seifa. Rishon Mamzer v'achin Mamzer. Shmami na the dafka katani. You see, the Mishnah is very precise. It must be there's an Eid Echad who told her that she's free from the Yavam. And time with Asu Beitrei Kshua. And the only reason why we tell her that she has to leave Baruch is because there's another two Eidim contradicting the claim of the Eid Echad. Halav Hachi, if not for the two that came afterwards, if we would just have an Eid Echad saying that she's free to marry Lashuk, so then Mehemah, we would believe in Eid Echad to say that she's free to marry Lashuk. So you see, we believe in Eid Echad, to which the Gemara says, Lo Ilam Treyu Trey. No, really, I could tell you, no ways, it's talking about the case of a Treyu Trey. So why are we relying Dafka on the second Eidim, who are saying that she's Aser? Because we're not just talking about Edom who are just denying the claim of the first Edom. We're talking about a case of two Edom who come at the end and say that the first two Edom are liars because they were with us on that day. They couldn't have seen what they're claiming that they saw. So their testimony is completely out the window. And we only have the testimony of the second two Edom who are saying that the woman is Aser. So it could be talking about a Trey, and that's why we rely Dafka on the second Edom over the first Edom.